USA Radio News.
Congress is holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in 50 years. On Tuesday, the Pentagon showcased declassified photos and videos of UFOs to Congress, including a flying object without a specific explanation. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
We're open to all hypotheses. We're open to any conclusions that we may encounter.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to honor the victims in Saturday's mass shooting. The Bidens visited the makeshift memorial near the Tops Market where 10 people lost their lives. The President and the First Lady also met with the victims' families.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan has reached an agreement with the FDA to restart production after being closed for nearly 3 months. Since February, the baby formula giant has been shut down following a recall of three brands of formula that had potential bacterial infections, including salmonella. However, it could take up to 2 months to get the formula from the plant out to supermarket shelves. A Michigan judge granted a preliminary injunction in a suit brought by Planned Parenthood against Michigan's 1931 law criminalizing abortion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration is attempting to shore up the legal right to an abortion in the state's constitution if Roe v. Wade is overturned. However, an attorney told USA Radio the state is trying to create new law through a phantom case. The attorney also called the gesture from the judge, quote, meaningless. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Detectives in the Grand Rapids, Michigan Police Department are investigating vandalism at city commissioners' homes on late Monday night into Tuesday morning. This comes after two consecutive city commission meetings adjourned early because of disorderly activists. They protested the April 4th GRPD shooting death of Patrick Leoya. Body camera footage shows Leoya resisting arrest and trying to grab the officer's taser before being shot. A toxicology report revealed Leoya's blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit. If you're looking for a new place to lay down roots, you may want to look to the South. Reporter Tim Berg explains why.
Huntsville, Alabama is the best place to live in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings. The fastest growing city in northeast Alabama jumped 2 spots from last year. Colorado Springs, Colorado is second place on this year's list, followed by Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. The ranking of the nation's 150 most populous metro areas are based on affordability, desirability, and quality of life.
The Cannes Film Festival kicked off Tuesday after a scaled-back gathering last year. Organizers hope this year's festival will fully resuscitate the French Riviera Spectacular. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.